All right, it is North Coast Open Studios, and we've got Taffy Stockton here, who's been running the show for the past several
six years, I think.
And we've got a new artist here. Well, new to North Coast Open Studios, but I assume you've been doing art for more than just a few years.
I've been doing it a few years, mm-hmm. but I am new to the area.
So, Teresa, so tell folks what kind of art you do.
I am a painter. I put a brush in my hand every day and paint whatever surface I can find with whatever I can find it.
That's always good. Okay. And you're in the Fortuna area, right?
I am in the Fortuna area. Yeah, I live in Old Town Fortuna. And along with me, there are five other artists within walking distance for Open Studios. And it's going to be a beautiful weekend, so you can walk around and check us all out, see what's going on.
Fantastic. Yeah, I was looking at you. You're actually doing a group showing?
There is a group showing of the Fortuna Arts Council that will be over at the Wine in the Park also, but I'm choosing to have my art in my studio because I have so much of it.
You got a lot of art to show off. So what's your style of painting?
Well, it's really bright. It's bright, clean, and lucid, I call it. It's mostly
lucid.
Nature, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. I do some abstraction, paint with oils and acrylics. Sometimes I do collaborations with other artists. I have a style that's not realism, but I call it idealism.
Idealism, huh?
No, one of those isms, yes.
Okay, and how does that translate to idealism translate onto canvas?
Well, you know, that's how I want it to be.
Okay, I
like
that.
Makes sense to me.
I like that. Yeah, that makes total sense. That makes total sense. And, you know, Taffy, this North Coast Open Studios, of course, features so many different kinds of artists.
You name it. If someone's creating it, there's someone involved in Open Studios who's doing it. Everything from metalwork to glassblowers to jewelry makers to painters of all types. Abstract, realism, idealism, impressionism. you know, there's acrylic painters, oil painters, watercolor painters. There are new artists who are just starting to show their work. There are established artists who've been around forever. Think Alan Sanborn. You know, so we have the broadest range in one weekend that you'll ever get a chance to see.
And lots of different types of mediums. You know, there is fabric
Absolutely.
Art. There is ceramic art.
There are quilters. Mm-hmm. There are, gosh, ceramicists. There are mosaic artists. Actually, one of Teresa's nearby neighbors does large-scale mosaics that look just amazing. Her picture in the book is of a giant mosaic rock, for lack of a better term. It's spectacular.
Now, there's like 150 different artists?
There are 106 different locations, okay. But many of them have more than one artist. For example, Fire Arts Center has artwork by 30 artists. So
wow.
We have somewhere between 150 and who knows how many artists showing over the course of the weekends.
And Humboldt County is just rampant with artists. This is, I think, on the last census I saw, I think 50% of the people in Humboldt County list themselves as artists, at least as part of what they do.
Actually, that's something that a lot of our community self-identifies with, and we have been shown as one of the best communities to live in if you're an artist.
Absolutely.
We've also been shown to have one of the highest per capita populations
yes.
of artists.
Yeah.
So reality is if you're not an artist, your neighbor probably is.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I've come up from Sonoma County recently, and I've noticed that not only there are a lot of artists, but this community really supports the arts.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, it's wonderful to see the people who come out and want to know what's going on and really buying art, which
yep.
is wonderful.
Well, there's many galleries, and of course, you know, we have Arts Alive, Arts Arcata. There's an arts event in Trinidad and in Southern Humboldt.
McKinleyville.
Fortuna. Mm-hmm. They actually, all of them have arts walks nowadays.
And guess what?
Southern Humboldt.
They're all well attended.
They,
yes,
are,
they are,
and very popular with their communities.
Mm-hmm.
It says something, doesn't it?
It
yes,
really
it does.
Does
say a lot.
Mm-hmm. So art is a big part of this community, and if you've not done Open Studios, you're really missing out. It's a chance to see the artists in their lair.
We like to say in their natural habitats.
In their natural habitats, that's right.
That's a phrase that one of my other artists uses frequently.
Natural habitat. Yeah, it's like a nature show.
Yeah, you know? it's kind of like a documentary. you get to kind of peek behind the world and see what's going
and,
on.
And what's an amazing thing is there's so many different types of studios. That's one of the most amazing things. Some have huge, big open studios. Some have tiny little closets that are just packed with all kinds of stuff. Some are complete neat freaks with everything in its place. Some places, stuff stacked everywhere to the ceiling.
Hanging from the ceiling. Yes, I have been in a couple of studios where they literally have so much artwork and there's so much stuff everywhere. They are literally hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Flat on the ceiling. It's.
How do they even do that?
I'm not sure. I keep meaning to ask. But it's really amazing.
Yeah, and it's really a wonderful thing to see. And you know, it's every artist has their own personal muse. What stimulates their imagination to do it? So, Teresa, what stimulates your imagination?
Well, mostly nature stimulates my imagination, but I have been in different art modes through my life. I've just been painting for 10 years. Before that, I was a fiber artist. Before that, I was another kind of artist. And I actually come from a professional family of professional artists back east. So kind of just steeped in it. And early on, I learned to develop an artist's eye. And so it's just what I see triggers me. And then what translates onto the canvas may be a little different. But it still emotes the same feelings of it. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. I first heard about fiber art. I was like, what is that? Someone who works in Metamucil?
Yeah. Nice, Cliff.
Now, of course, my wife Amy is a fiber artist. She does these really nice quilts.
Absolutely.
But what led to that was her work in stained glass. She did stained glass work for many years, which translates very well into quilts. It's kind of the same thing, but it's a softer medium.
Yeah, I could see that. I would have never connected the two, but it is piecing things together into an overall picture.
Yeah.
But I would have never connected the two. I like that.
Yeah, indeed. And, there are a lot of us who, are just amateur artists. I can't draw anything, but, I'm great with a camera. So it's like, there's all kinds of different ways of expressing your art.
That's right. Working with the artist's eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's also really fun in that if you have an interest in a certain type of medium, this is the artist's chance to share what they know and what they do and what they're inspired by and how they work. And so it's this really fun opportunity to talk to someone who does this every day and say, I'm kind of interested in painting. What do you do? What do I need to get started? What should I look at?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get started? It's if you're kind of peeking into the art world, it's a really good way to
absolutely
find someone who can share some information with you.
Yeah,
I often tell people when they say, oh, well, I can't draw, I've never been able to draw, and I would say, well, it's like learning how to read. You learn the alphabet and then you move forward, you learn the small words, and then you continue on until you become fluid at it. And it really is the same kind of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is absolutely true, and it's a great chance to ask the artist questions about what they do. Maybe you want to learn some new techniques, from,
Absolutely. It's a great chance to, is there someone whose work you've been admiring and you love that style? Ask them how they get that specific look. I mean, our artists, most of them work alone, 12 hours a day.
Yep.
It's a very solitary profession. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they create stuff to be seen by other people. So for them to get to see everyone seeing their work is a big deal.
And every once in a while, you'll get a little jewel of an idea. And they'll say, well, why don't you just put some little lines in the background there? And all of a sudden, it turns into something else.
Yep.
And you've learned something new. And it's just a little bit of a piece of it that makes it all work.
Absolutely. So now this, you've got a really beautiful
full spread map guidebook, the whole nine yards. It's got information about every studio that's open, when they're open, because not everyone's open both weekends.
Right.
It gets complicated. So if you're planning on going out this weekend, find a guidebook or log on to our website, www.northcoastopenstudios.com. Whole thing is online. But find a guidebook, something nice to carry around. Any of the artist studios are going to have them, and they're available at arts-friendly businesses throughout the county. So think the Morris Graves Museum, the Jacoby Storehouse, North Coast Co-ops, places like that. There's actually a list on the website of where you can get them. Yeah, or you can call 834-6460 and we'll point you to the closest stash of them.
That's right. It goes from 11 in the morning till 5.
So 11 to 5 on both Saturday and Sunday. But definitely check out that the artist you want to see is open that day. Because like I said, some were only open weekend 1. Some are only open weekend 2. Some are open only one day of weekend 2. Yeah. It gets really complicated.
And it's as much as you may want to try, it's generally not possible to see them all.
I will tell you that I, last year, tried to see as many as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. And I was at a studio when they opened, and I was pulling up to a studio as they were closing.
Wow.
And my grand total for the 2 weekends was 56 artists.
Yeah, it's hard.
That was not even half of our artists.
All right, so it's
so it's impossible to see everybody. It's just physically impossible.
You have to pick and choose. So, you know, go through the book. You know, if you say, oh, I've always wanted to see how this artist does that, or just find something that you've never even heard of, but it looks really interesting.
I've heard a lot of people say they go through and decide they're going to see nothing but ceramicists that day.
Uh-huh.
And you can go through and pick that out, or they're going to pick a focus area and see all the artists in that area. There's a bunch of different ways you can kind of line out your day.
Yep. Again, northcoastopenstudios.com, mm-hmm. or you can and that'll tell you not only
where you can get the guidebook, and it'll have everything online.
Absolutely. So maybe you can just have your iPhone or your iBook with or your iPad with you.
It actually works just fine on the iPhone. I've done that.
That's right. So you have your full brochure right there. Or if you want the paper one, which is a very nice one, you can log on to the website and it'll tell you where you can find it.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. So this has been going on for 15 years, and this is the second weekend. So if you haven't done it yet, this is the time to do it.
Absolutely. We hope to see you all out.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Cliff.
Thank you.